Dozens of supporters of the UN press showed up during the Board of Curators' public meeting Tuesday. Some stayed until the end of the meeting, but never got a chance to make their comments. UN Board of Curators Chair David Bradley says, although he wasn't aware of the gathering at the meeting until just before the meeting, he's open to public input in the future.
Probably in the future, if an issue like this comes up and if a group like this would like to give us a short presentation on their reasons for where they stand on an issue like the University of Missouri Press, I think the Board of Curators would be glad to hear a short presentation from a few representatives.
Chris Clondens has been a bookseller for 37 years and is also a member of Board of Missouri Center for the Books.
Those are the people who know what's going on, and they know the value of what they have, and they think about it all the time. So why not let them help decide how it would look going forward? That would be my first piece of advice.
Clandens says she has been selling books published by UN Press for a long time and thinks they are quality and important books for the public. She says it should take a little more time and examination and knowledge to decide the fate of a 50-year-old publishing house.
I've never believed that a university and a university press, that part of the mission is to produce profit. That's not what they're about. Everything is not tied to producing a profit. I do believe that money can be found to keep intellectual property out there.
Jeff Pasley, associate professor at MU, was present in Tuesday's meeting. Although he didn't get a chance to make public comments, he thinks the decision of closing UN Press compromises the university's reputation.
We're also going to have a much harder time recruiting students after this, probably recruiting faculty as well. You know, we already couldn't offer the same financial aid for students or the same salaries for faculty at a lot of other schools that are supposedly at our level. But now we look like a place that doesn't seem to value scholarship at all.
Curator Bradley says there are 9 members on the board, and he's not sure if all of them would agree to public comment on the press.
We don't have a regular period set up, and it would have to come with agreement of the Board of Curators. And I have not polled or asked all the board if they would agree to that, but I would work to get the board moving in that direction if the issues came up.
The Board of Curators meets 5 times a year. Bradley says the meetings are quite busy and don't normally set up a time for public comments, but the board would like to welcome groups to talk about exceptional issues that come up in the future. 嘉西旅, KBI News.